If you have your Bible, turn with us to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. I want to begin reading this morning at verse 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1. The Bible says, "Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, and the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house, and the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house." Now I want you to notice whose house it is. It's the Lord's, amen? Praise God. And in verse 3, it says, "When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, 'For He is good, for His mercy endureth forever.' Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. And the priests waited on their offices, and the Levites also with instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because His mercy endureth forever. When David praised by his ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Moreover, Solomon hallowed the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord, for there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings and the meat offerings and the fat. Also, at the same time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great congregation from the entering in of Hamath under the river of Egypt. And in the 8th day, they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days and the feast 7 days. And on the 3rd and 20th day of the 7th month, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry in their hearts for the goodness of the God that had showed unto David and to Solomon and to all his people. But thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, and he prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, 'I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. And if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom according as I have coveted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, such as I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that passes by it, so that he shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and unto this house? And it shall be answered because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt and laid hold on other gods and worshiped them and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them." As we look at this morning, I will preach for just a little while on a perfect place to worship. A perfect place to worship. As we see this and we see Solomon as he begins to pin this down, He's already built the house of God. He's built that, and we see in chapter 6, that sanctuary, that place to worship, as God had allowed him to do. Now, David, his father, wanted to build that house, but because of some of the things that David done in his life that was contrary to God and godliness, the Lord told him, he said, I know the desires of your heart, but said, you're not going to build a house for me. Amen. So he put it off. He said, I tell you what, he'd seen how it grieved David's heart. He said, you know what? He said, I'll allow you to get the articles together and begin to get the things together. But said, there'll be a son, there'll be some one out of your loins, praise God, that I'll let build a house for me. Amen. So we see Solomon, chapter 6, he begins to build that house for the Lord. He was building a place of worship, a place where God is welcome. Amen. I'm glad for a place where God's welcome, ain't you? I'm glad for a place where old sinners are welcome, ain't you?
Amen.
I'm glad old sinners can come through the door, praise God, lost and undone without God, and praise God, but they're welcome, amen, in the house of the Lord. They'll always find a welcome in spirit at the house of God, amen. That's the way it ought to be, amen, because we love old sinners. Now, we don't like sin. I hate sin. I hate all the sin that's happening in the world. I hate the things that's transpiring, but praise God, I'm glad we're serving a living God. He still hates sin too. But he's at ever-present help even in sinful times. Amen. So I'm glad, praise God, for the perfect place. You say, well, preacher, where's the perfect place to worship? Amen. It's down at the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. You hear what I said? It's down at the house of God. It's a house that God built.
Amen.
Amen. It's a house that God built. God, a house that God keeps. Amen. So Solomon had built the house. He had offered up sacrifice and prayed. And when he had prayed, amen, in chapter 6, in chapter 7, the Bible says that the power of God fell. That fire came down and consumed the offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord filled the house. I don't know about you. I like it when the glory of the Lord fills the house.
Amen.
Amen. We had our Bible school yesterday. Had a young lady get saved. Birthed into the family of God, praise God. And we had a little commencement thing at the end. And I tell you, it was just like the glory of the Lord filled the house. It was a sweet presence here. Amen. You say, what was it? That's the Holy Ghost of God. He just moves in, amen, on purpose because he can. And he begins to bless us, praise God, on purpose.
Amen.
Amen. He begins to bless us. And we see this happening, praise God, even in Solomon's day. Amen. And the priest, he said, to the point that the priest could not enter in the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. Amen. That presence of God is so real, they just had to stand outside and say, glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, I would to God that the presence of God be so real in His house, praise God, and we just stand outside and say, glory to God.
Amen.
But you know what? It is. There's a lot of times I get out of the car, praise God, I feel the presence of the Lord in this place. Had a fellow testify. Come for the commencement last night. Yesterday he stood up there and testified. Praise God. He said, I thank God for this church. You can always feel the presence of the Lord. Amen. That's the way it ought to be. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't always feel the presence of the Lord. Praise God. You will if you got Him. Because He's there with you. Praise God. You can't get here without Him going before you.
Right.
Amen. And when you come looking for Him, you'll find Him early. Amen. You seek Him. Amen. You'll find Him early. Praise God. He'll show up. Amen. Praise God. But we see what happened. We see the dedication of the house of God. They dedicated it to the Lord. Amen. I believe it's about time for our God's people to dedicate some things to the Lord. Amen. To dedicate them to Him for His purpose. Amen. That it might be used to help us, praise God, to get closer than we've ever been. We're getting ready to go out of here. Amen. We had our Bible school yesterday. We was teaching, instructed on the second coming, on Jesus coming to get His church. Coming to take us out of here to be with Him. Amen. And boy, what a blessing it was. You could walk by and you could hear the communication between the teachers and the students. Amen. Even down to the little bitty fellows. Praise God. And they said, you know what? We're looking. Jesus is coming back. Amen. They told me yesterday, boy, bless my heart. Said, Teresa and Penny was talking about the garden tomb. And about the Lord there in the garden tomb. And praise God, I believe it was little Luke. He looked up and he said, the napkin, all of a sudden, it's like he was illuminated from the Lord. He said, the napkin's folded. Amen. It's the article, it's folded, praise God. He's coming back.
Yeah.
Glory to God, they told me that, boy, and it blessed my heart. Amen. When we realize illuminating the light of God shines in their little hearts, praise God, and say, glory to God, He's coming back.
Amen.
Amen. What a blessing. How about that type of, that happens down at the house of God. Praise the Lord. They get that to have down at the house of God. He dedicated the house of God for the glory of God, that the Lord might be seen. We see that in chapter 6, verse 17. He says, Now then, O Lord of Israel, let thy word be verified which thou hast spoken unto thy servant David. But will God in very deed dwell with men on the earth? Now that's the question. He said, will God dwell with man on earth? Will God dwell in this place? Now this amazed me when I was reading and praying, as Solomon was praying this prayer of dedication. And he asked this question of God. He said, behold, heaven and the heaven of heaven cannot contain thee. How much less this house which I have built. Amen. He said, heaven, praise God, the heaven of heavens can't contain you, Lord. He said, but how can I even ask or expect, praise God, you to dwell in this little house? Amen. He says that I have built. Amen. He said, God, you're so big. But ain't it good when God can come in the house? I'm talking about a God of the universe, the God of glory, the God the heavens and the heavens can't contain. But praise God, He'll come in and make His abode in the house. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but that's big to me. Yeah. That excites my heart. But he goes on in verse 19. He says, have respect therefore to the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication. He said, what am I asking? He said, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee, that thine eyes may be open upon this house day and night. Amen. I wonder what happened. We begin to pray, say, Lord, I want you to watch over this house and your people day and night. Amen. Guess what? He is already. But maybe when we begin to expect things from the Lord, we begin to receive things from the Lord. Did you hear me? Amen. Everybody look here a minute. When we begin to expect things from the Lord, we begin to receive things from the Lord. And it's all for His glory. Amen. Praise God. Bless His holy name. That thine eyes may be upon this house day and night, upon the place whereof thou hast said that thou wouldest put thy name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. Hearken therefore unto the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive. Amen. He said, glory be to God. Lord, I want you to focus on this place. I want you to look on this place. He said, I want you to watch over this place. Praise the Lord. And when we mess up, show us our where we messed up. And then we pray forgiveness. Forgive us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He goes on in verse 24. He says, and thy people Israel be put to the worst before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall return and confess thy name, and pray and make supplication before thee in this house. Then hear thou from heaven, from the heavens, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest to them and to their fathers. Praise the Lord. He said, when the heaven is shut up and there's no rain because they have sinned against thee, yet if they pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin when thou dost afflict them, then hear thou from heaven and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel when thou hast taught them the good way wherein they should walk, and send rain upon thy land, which thou hast given unto thy people for an inheritance. If there be a drought in the land, if there be pestilence, if there be blasting or mildew or locust or caterpillars, if their enemies besiege them in the cities of their land, whatsoever sore or whatsoever sickness there be, then what prayer of or what supplication soever shall be made of any man or of all thy people Israel, When every one shall know his own sore, his own grief, and shall spread forth his hand in this house, then hear thou from heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive and render every man according and unto all his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, Lord, God said, we know you know exactly what we need. Praise the Lord. We know that you're God on high. There's none like you. We can't contain you. Praise God. You can't be contained. But glory to God, we thank you that you're God. Amen. I'm thankful this today that it's that way. I'm thankful that he's too big, praise God, to put in a box. Amen. He goes on, verse 39, says, then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause and forgive thy people from which have sinned against thee. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, said, when we pray and we bring our supplication, we bring our causes to the house of God, amen, when we turn and we face toward you. See, that house represents the very presence of the Lord. Amen. That's why he says not to fail to assemble yourself together as the custom of some is. Said we need to get down to the house of God, praise God, where we can be in the presence of God, people, but most of all where we can be in the presence of the Lord. He said where two or three are gathered together, he'd be in the midst. Amen. We need to gather together, praise God, so God will be in the midst, so God can help us all. When we start seeing testimonies, start hearing praises, when we start seeing, hearing the songs of Zion, praise God, we all get encouragement. Amen. And discouragement has to flee. Amen. It has to go away. Praise the Lord. So Solomon builds a house. He prays that God had sanctified and blessed it. Amen. And he said, because I realize that your mercy endureth forever. Amen. And he goes on in verse 6 and said, the priest, he offers up all these sacrifices in verse 5. And he said, the priest waited on their offices and everybody began to step up and begin to do their part. I want to say, did you realize every one of us have a part today? You're not here just to be a member, just to show up for church service. Praise God, we've all got a part in the service of the Lord. Amen. And it's important parts. There's no insignificant part at the house of God. Amen. It's all important. Everything you can do for the Lord is important. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Everything you can do for the glory of the Lord is important. And we should not take it for granted. We should not be ashamed of anything we get to do. Listen, young people, praise God. If you get up here and sing in the youth choir, praise God, you ought to do it top of your lungs for the glory of God. Never be ashamed. He said, if you're ashamed of me, but he said, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father. I mean, I'm not ashamed of anything I do for the Lord. Praise God. He blesses me and helps me, praise God, and just gives me more and more encouragement. Every time I do something for it, praise God, it's just another blessing, another encouragement for the journey. But he said they began to praise God. They began to do their parts. And Solomon hollered at middle court, and he began to offer up sacrifice because that brazen altar wasn't big enough. Amen. To offer up all he needed to offer for this sacrifice. And said they did it for 8 days. Said it was a very great congregation gathered together. Amen. I believe there's a whole lot of folks come together was desiring something from the Lord. I want to say in this late hour that we live, amen, in the day of grace, I believe there's a whole lot of people that's gathered together desiring something from the Lord. Amen. They're looking for something. They're desiring something. They're seeking something from God. He goes on and says in the 8th day they made a solemn assembly. Now that number 8 in the Bibles is a number of new beginnings. Amen. Praise God. I believe they said that God had done hallowed, God had done poured up on the church. Praise God. He had done blessed it and filled it with His presence. And I believe whenever they realized what God was doing, praise God, they come in a solemn assembly. They come together, praise God, praising God and worshiping the Lord. Amen. Giving God all the glory and saying, you know what? This is a new beginning. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe we ought to pull up sometime and just say, glory to God, we're just going to have a new beginning. Say, we're going to make a fresh start. Amen. We're going to look for something to perfect. Praise God. And God will be pleased with it. God will be in presence with, in the place with us and presence with us. Praise God. And we can worship Him and give Him all the glory for all that He's doing. Amen. Amen. Boy, God's been good to us. Amen. Amen. That one little old soul that has birthed the family of God yesterday was worth it all. Amen. The devil fights. The devil hinders. But praise God, I'm glad the devil's not the winner. Amen. Amen. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a purpose, praise God. And it's all for the glory of God. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said if they gather together after 8 days and the 7 days of feast, amen, the 7 days of dedication altar and 7 days of the feast, and said 20th day in the 7th month, verse 10, He sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry in heart for the goodness that the Lord had showed unto David and to Solomon and to Israel, His people. I want you to notice something here. When God begins to bless one, He blesses all. Amen. When you begin to receive a blessing from the God, when you begin to receive a token from the Lord, praise God, everybody ought to be able to get in on that. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. How can it? Because you let it be known. Amen. You ain't afraid to stand and say, glory be to God. Let me tell you what Jesus did. Let me tell you how God moved upon. Let me tell you what the Lord's a doing. Amen. Had folks yesterday said, praise God, they got a call from a loved one. Hadn't heard from them in several years. But they got a call from that loved one, glory be to God, and said, she said, hello, Mama, it's me. Glory to God, praise the Lord. What do you say? I say glory to His name, amen. I get to be in on that. I get to be part of it. I get to give God glory for that. Amen. 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 What's happening? God's a stirring. God's a moving in the midst. God's giving help all around us. Praise God. He's building a perfect place of worship. A place where we come together, one mind and one accord, seeking the goodness of God in our hearts and our minds, our homes, our family, and in our church. Praise the Lord. See God gathering folks in for His glory. Ain't that what it's all about? Amen. Amen. What is a church for? Hello? Ain't it a place where sin sick can come in? It's a hospital for sinners. It's a hospital place. It's a place where folks can come in and get the gospel, the good news, the Lord Jesus Christ, that they might be saved. A place where they can be birthed into the family of God. So they can become brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Little Shelby was rejoicing yesterday. It was her little friend Betty that come with her. She got saved. Amen. And they got down here and prayed and got up, and Shelby grabbed her around the neck and said, praise God. Said, you're not all my friend, you're my sister. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I mean, she about picked her plumb, little Shelby, about picked her plumb off the floor. Amen. Just to praise in the Lord because she got a new sister in the Lord. That's what it's all about. If we miss that, we miss it all. The perfect church is looking for brothers and sisters. Pray God, those wayward brothers and sisters, amen, that's out here in the world, that's lost without God. Seeking to bring them in. Perfect church, praise God, a perfect place to worship is a place where sinners is welcome. Amen. They say they rejoiced, they were glad. They were merry in their hearts for the goodness of the Lord. The Lord had been providing all that was necessary. Amen. Ain't it good that the God we serve is providing all that's necessary? Amen. Glory, you can't outgive Him. We've tried to. But praise God, He just keeps pouring out the blessings. In verse 11, it blessed my heart last week, or week before last when I read this. It said in verse 11, it said, thus David finished the house of the Lord. Amen. Now watch this. He finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came to Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, and he prosperously effected. Amen. Said God Almighty moved upon it, praise God, and those things that was on his heart to do to bring glory to the Lord, the Lord God of glory, prosperously effected. In other words, He made it possible. Said He made it, amen. So He gave that was needed. He provided everything, praise God, for the purpose. Amen. Amen. I feel like I'm preaching to a bunch of goats. You're sitting there just as dead-headed. Praise God, you ought to be a shouting your shoe soles off. How God has prospered. God, all that God has given to you, praise God. You look around you at your house, what you have. Amen. Glory be to God. You ought to shout your shoe soles off. God has prosperously affected you in many, many ways. Praise God, in a way that you can't even begin to imagine. God began to pour out those blessings upon it. Amen. Why? Because God said, He said, I've chose this place. Why has God blessed us so much? Brother Bud, because God's chose this place. Amen. How many, I'm talking about way up here in the edge of National Forest. People ask me, where my church is? I said, you go right to the edge of earth and you take a left and there we are. Amen. Who would have thought, I told my wife, praise God, if we come here 11 and a half years ago, who would have thought there was a church way up here in National Forest? Amen. Who would have thought that God would bless us and help us, encourage us and build us and grow and give us all that we need in a little place in National Forest? But praise God, God has. Amen. Why? Because verse 12, the Bible said, the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. Now this is the second appearing. Remember that first appearing was 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 3, where Solomon prayed. He said, Lord, I don't know how to rule this people. I don't know how to lead. Lord, I need your help. I'm nobody. And I've got a great big task. And the Lord come down. He said, okay, Solomon, since you didn't ask for wealth or riches or anything like that, he said, I'm going to give you the wisdom that you asked for. He said, I'm going to bless you with everything else. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to give you all those things, praise God, that the throne of grace has to give. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to say, you say, what are you saying? I'm saying God's not stingy. Right. Amen. God has blessings, praise God, Brother Jeff, to pour out on us, to overflow us with. Praise God. We ain't going around. He said He'd give them to us. Amen. He'd give them to us full, pressed down. Amen. Amen. Your bucket will be full. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Why? Because we're looking for a perfect place to worship. A perfect God, a perfect Savior. Amen. And said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Amen. He said, I've chosen this place. I'm going to say, praise the Lord, Brother Kim. God's chosen this place for a place of worship. A place of sacrifice. A place of bringing the supplications to God. What a blessing to be part of a place. Amen. Amen. I thank God for... You say, preacher, well, I don't know. It's just a church house. I want to tell you something. Praise God. These church houses all over this country going out of business. Do you hear what I'm saying? They're shutting the doors. They're going out of business. Why? Because the Bible says 29:18, He said, without a vision, the people perish. Amen. He said, the people perish without a vision. If we don't have a vision of seeing souls saved, praise God, people perish. Amen. Glory be to God. But I thank God for a vision. Don't you? Praise the Lord. He said, chosen this place to myself. Amen. To myself for an house of sacrifice. Sacrifices of prayer. Sacrifices of supplication. Sacrifices of talking to God. Sacrificing of their time. Amen. Praise the Lord, and God has graciously provided. Glory be to God, more than we could ever begin to imagine, hope, or imagine. God has been so good to us, praise God, because we've sacrificed some time. We've lifted up some prayers. Amen. Glory be to God, so that we can get a hold of the Lord. But now listen to what he goes on to say. He said, if I shut heaven up, if I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Where's this coming from? He said, it's coming from God. He said, sometimes God's dissatisfied with His people. Sometimes God's dissatisfied with my ways. Amen? So He sends things, hello? He sends things to get our attention. Yeah. I tell you what, if America ain't woke up yet, they ought to wake up. Because God is moving, praise God. He's trying to shake us awake. But we're not listening. Earthquakes in diverse places, storms, rains, hail, sleet, tornadoes, earthquakes. What more do we need, praise God, to say, wake up, America? But most of all, to say, wake up, church. Amen. Wake up, church. Because He said, my people. Now, this was brought up several weeks ago. He said, he's not talking to the lost people. He's not talking to the carnal world out there. But He's talking to my people. Amen. My people that want to see a perfect church, want to have a place of worship, want to be a place where people are growing and getting in and being fed and being encouraged and growing in the Lord, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Seeing souls coming in. Seeing sons and daughters and brothers and sisters and mamas and daddies birthed into the family of God. Amen. He said, go in the highways and hedge them. He said, compel them, Brother Bill, to come in. That my house, where's God? This is God's house. He said, that my house might be full. Amen. God wants it running over for His glory. He wants it running over full of His glory. Amen. Let me just say this. We've been working on a parking lot down here. Devil don't like it. Amen. He's tried to keep us rained out. Can't even get gravel on it. But to God be the glory. But there was a man come in, and he was honest. And I appreciate honesty. And he come to me, he said, Pastor, said, why do we don't even need that. Amen. We don't really need that. And you know, I thought about that, and I said, you know what? He's absolutely right. He is absolutely right. And boy, I appreciate his honesty. Probably a whole lot of folks thought it, but he was the only one honest enough to say it. And boy, I love him for it. I appreciate that. Because we don't. Because we have no vision, and we're seeing people perish and die and go to hell, lost without God, and we just don't realize it. It's not, you say, well, preacher, you mean we don't care? No, it's not that we don't care. We're just not awake. We don't realize that every day all around us, just because it's not happening in our home, it's happening around. People are dying and going to hell, lost without God. Amen. And it's up to us to go in the house and compel them to come in, that God's house might be full. See, I look at it different from other people. See, I see when we have a Christmas program, people can't get in the parking lot. They'll come in, they'll come, and they'll enjoy it. But praise God, when they can't get in, they can't get out. Will they come back? Will they come back? Will they be discouraged? Will they be dissuaded? Amen. Got to have a place to put them. Amen. Oh, when we have a homecoming and people come for homecoming and they love to come back to the home church. Maybe they moved off. Maybe they've gone somewhere else, and they come. But there's no place to park. See, I look at it a little different. See, I look at it as them being souls, praise God, that may need to be saved. Amen. But I appreciate the heads up. Because we've not been looking at our place. We've not been making a place to worship, right, where people are invited, encouraged to come in and this place be full. If we ain't careful, we get the mentality, my four is in, praise God, no more. Amen. But praise God, when we get the mentality, praise God, that God's going to fill the parking lot up. He's going to fill the house up. He's going to get, you say, a preacher, not with preaching like that. He will, or like this, he won't. Praise God, he will. He'll bless us. He'll help us. He'll have us get in one mindset, one accord. But praise God, we're not going to see no more die and go to hell, lost without God. Amen. Amen. Asia, up and down this, up and down Warren's Creek, up and down Davis Creek, up and down 151, praise God, these people dying and going to hell every day. Amen. But we don't see it because it may not be in our home. Amen. It may not be right there in front of our face. But boy, I tell you, it's a burden in my heart. I don't want to see not one soul die and go to hell. I don't want to see one son or one daughter, one brother or sister, mom or daddy, mama or papa die and go to hell lost without God. I want to be able to come to a place of worship, a perfect place of worship where they're welcome and encouraged and lifted up, praise God, and God's glorified. God gets all the glory and the praise. Amen? Well, I appreciate Him. Appreciate what He's able to do to see what's happening in America. We're being called up into this modern him saying, well, you know, God can't. But I want to say, praise God, God can. Amen. I'm still old fashioned enough. I'm still hardcore enough to believe, praise God, that God can save old sinners. God can bring them to the house of God. God can get them in. God can feed them. God can grow them, praise God, for His glory. So how do you know, praise God? I'm encouraged because I see folks growing spiritually. I see you growing spiritually in the Lord. I see you getting closer to day by day. Seeing the house, amen, the house of God becoming a place of prayer, place of lifting up the Lord. But He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. What are we missing, church? In order to have a perfect church, a perfect place of worship. Amen. I want to a place where we'll need, praise God, we'll need all the resources God has for it because, amen, because we've come and we fell on our face and we cried out in anguish for the lost. Amen. Where like old mamas and papas and mamas and daddy used to get on their face, praise God, and they'd weep and shed tears because their son, their daughter were lost and in the world and on their way to hell. But we don't realize how real hell is It's a place of torment. Places where the worm dieth not. Amen. Where the fire's not quenched. They'll burn and burn in anguish forever and never be consumed away. But boy, we don't realize that no more. Amen. But a perfect place. A perfect place of worship is where God's people say, "Oh God, please. We don't want to see one soul in Warren's Creek. Don't want to see one soul on Davis Creek. Don't want to see one soul on 151 die and go to hell. Lost without God." And those souls, every one become a burden. Amen. They become a burden on our hearts. They become a burden on our lives. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, you know, we're doing the best we can." Really? Let me ask you a question. I'm about done. Let me ask you a question. How many times a day do you bow your head and say, "Lord, please, Lord Jesus, please save my children. Save my family. Save my neighbor. Save my co-workers. That's lost." Where's that burden? Where's that burden? Amen. To see them walk through the door. To see the power of God move. To see the Word of God afflict them. To feed the Word of God, bring them out of that affliction. And deliver them into that peace and joy, that contentment, praise God, that comes from the Lord. Amen. How much time do we spend? We think, well, you know what, praise God, we're all there. Amen. Boy, we've just raised up, we're a higher, boy, we're just a saints, a saint, saintly saints. But where's our burden for the lost? Amen. Them old saints of God used to spend some time praying. Amen. I've heard stories, praise God, where old men of God would find them a thicket and pray and seek God's face for hours at a time. We don't have time for Wednesday night service. Amen. We do good, boy, if we can make it for Sunday night. You know, a little air and a half window, but praise God, I hope the preacher don't preach too long. Amen. You know I'm telling it right. But praise God, I want to tell you a perfect place of worship. Is a place where God is recognized and God is looked for, God is desired, amen. Where we desire every time we have the service that the doors open up and old sinners come marching in. Amen. Praise God, we had folks come yesterday. Amen. Word went out. Some people had invited some people to Bible school and we had some people that just showed up. You know why they showed up? Brother Bud, because they was invited. That still works. Amen. Why? Because of somebody excited in their soul to see sinners saved. And they say, "You know what? Praise God. I'm just going to invite them to Bible school. I'm going to invite them to church." Amen. And that person comes along and they show up. Wow. Man. Ain't that the way it's supposed to be? Praise the Lord. But he says, "My people shall call upon which are called by my name shall humble themselves." But see, there's no humility no more. Amen? There's no humility. We need humility. And pray. We need praying people. We need mom and daddies to take some time. Amen? We need to take some time to pray. Seek God's face on behalf of these others. Amen? Amen. And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Say things in your life that's not right. Is there things that need to be fixed up? Amen. So that you can worship the Lord. See, the reason a lot of times we don't really care whether people get in and worship is because we don't worship either. We don't get in. We don't become partakers, amen, in the glory of God. And just let it fill and overflood our souls. And give us that praise, God, that encourages us day by day. Amen. It turns from our wicked way. He said, "Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land." Amen. In other words, what he said, I will hear from heaven. He said, heaven will send revival. Amen. In other words, it'll be, he said, I'll hear from heaven. He said, I'll send heavenly revival. Amen. He said, I will send revival from heaven. He said, I'll stir in your soul. Whose? Those that are called by my name. Amen. Amen. Dear sister was talking about that the other day. He said, wow, he's like a light went off. He said, those are called by my name. Those that have been born again. Those are saved. Those are in a perfect house, in a perfect place of worship. Amen. You know where a perfect place of worship is? In the soul of a person who's humbled themselves, who's got rid of the mess that's in our life, and just lifting up her voice and her praises to God and saying, Lord God, You are the great I Am. You are the God of glory, and I know what You can do. And I know I see the effects. Amen. I don't know about you, I'm looking for the effects. Amen. I'm looking for the effect of worshiping the true and living God. I want to see the Lord, the glory of the Lord fill the house. Amen. Amen. I want the glory of the Lord to fill the house. And when the glory of the Lord fills the house will be full. It'll be full to running over. Because when God's in it, praise God, there ain't no room for no junk. Amen. There's no room for nothing but praise and worship and glory to a holy and righteous God. Amen. Praise God. He goes on, I'll forgive their sin and heal their land. And then the Lord, now this is the Lord speaking. And in verse 15, He said, now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. Now watch this, and I'm done. He says, I'm listening, amen, to what's being said, what's being prayed, what's being asked. And He said, I'm watching those who see who it is, amen. He said, I'm watching, I'm listening, amen. In other words, the Lord says, I'm paying attention to what's going on. Amen. He's paying attention to what's going on in our lives. He's paying attention to what's going on in our homes. But most of all, He's paying attention to what's going on in our church. Amen. That He could get that, praise God. He's looking for the glory. Amen. To be revealed through His saints. He's looking for me and you. I'm talking about a perfect place of worship. He's looking for me and you to come glory to God to give Him praise. For all His goodness. Expecting till He comes. He goes on in verse 16. And the Lord says this. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house. That my name may be there forever. And mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. Amen. He said, I'm going to sanctify. He said, I'm going to set. He said, I'm going to, this is going to be a place forever. He said, I'm going to be there always. I mean, I'm looking for a place where I can inhabit forever. Amen. I'm glad this is that kind of place, ain't you? Amen. I'm glad this is a place where God can be inhabit forever. The praises of His people, amen. Perpetually, without end. Amen. We can continue to praise God and give God glory. Because He said, if not, He said, the alternative is turning away from the Lord. Turning to the gods of this world. Which are no gods at all. Amen. But we know there is a God. And I thank God that He gave us a perfect place of worship. Where He's welcome, He's praised, He's honored, and He's glorified by His people. Amen. What a Savior, what a Lord we have. But I would today that we could come to a place. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He said, then will I hear from heaven. Amen. He said, I'll send Holy Ghost revival. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need a Holy Ghost revival. You may be sitting here this morning and say, well, preacher, I don't need no revival. Well, you need it more than any of us. Amen. Because we need a Holy Ghost revival. A stirring in our soul. Where when things happen like He did yesterday and folks is getting excited about the Lord, praise God, we can get into it.